Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also hear us at any time. You can hear any program we've had in the past. You just click on the embedded episodes and it'll bring you right to our website. You can also hear us in various podcast platforms. So remember that. Well, we are here and we are talking about various things. And today I want to talk about a rather disturbing thing for me that came up. And that was a tweet. Now, you know my standards on tweets. People tweet all the time, including bishops and priests. And I've actually written that if bishops and priests were to tweet properly, they would not be tweeting a lot of what they're tweeting. And how do you tweet properly? I really wish they used a different word because that's such a hard word to say. You write your teaching that you want to make, which is always longer than 280 characters, and then you link to your teaching. That's what you do. But when bishops and priests and others and Catholic apologists, which I'm going to talk about today, write a statement in 280 characters, it just doesn't work and it can be disturbing. So there is a tweet on the internet, which I was going to mention the name of the person, and I decided no, because the whole focus is on the tweet, which is a very, I believe, uncharitable and unpastoral statement in regards to why women should not be priests. Now, you notice I said it's uncharitable, it is unpastoral, it's also untheological. It's not a theological statement, and therefore it really doesn't belong in someone who is speaking theology in the way it's done. And here's the problem why I'm so much against the tweet, is because when people write stuff like that, I have to pick up the pieces. Not me, but all these other people who are in the same front lines, we have to pick up the pieces. Remember, it's God's will that all people are saved. And so the saints always taught to speak pastorally and charitably, but speak the truth. And so a lot of people will say, well, they will speak the truth by being harsh and strong. No, that is not what the saints called to do. It's always to speak properly, speak the truth, but gently and pastorally so that people can understand the truth. Why? Because if you don't do that, if I speak harshly at someone's, you know, someone's listening to right now and I say, you know what they say, and let me tell you about you, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to go on the defensive. What's the first thing people do when they go on the defensive? They put up walls. So now, if I want to communicate a message, not only do I have to communicate to you, but now I have to go through your wall. So I have to knock down your wall. Now, how am I going to do that? I was the one that helped you build the wall by putting you on the defensive. But instead, if you speak gently, if you speak pastorally, and you know, sometimes you do have to speak sternly and straightforward. Sometimes that's important. But if you do it properly, then you're not going to work against the defensive. And so when someone writes this very nasty tweet, which is here, and I'll talk a little bit about it in a second, then it puts people on a defensive. But since it's on the internet, guess who now has to break down the walls? People who work in the field. And usually the people who write this stuff do not work in the field. So the tweet actually says, and I decided I'm not going to read it because it's so harsh, but it basically says that women should not be priests because of their stance on issues having related to homosexuality, abortion, and contraception, and therefore they should not be priests. Now, and he's talking about in the Catholic Church. Now, everyone knows that the Catholic Church does not ordain women as priests. That's not the reason. Now, that could be a reason in dealing with anyone about whether or not they should be a priest. Do they embrace Catholic teaching? But do they understand it enough to embrace it? And do they understand it enough to teach it? Those are all issues that are together. So it really is not a proper statement. Here's the thing. The reason why the church does not ordain women is because, according to Pope John Paul II, when he wrote a statement on this, he says the church doesn't have the authority. It's not in the authority of the church. And why? Because Jesus communicated to the church that the ordained leaders, it's a difference from the leaders, the ordained leaders needed to be men. For whatever reason, he did. He himself was a man, and so were all the apostles. That doesn't mean, and this is the way many people interpret it. And then when someone writes a tweet like that, many people use that as an understanding of their interpretation is correct. That doesn't mean that women are called to be second-class citizens in the church. In fact, my background is with the Latino community, and women are not second-class citizens in the church. They work very closely with the priest, and they basically are leaders in the community. There's a term that's used in the Salvadoran community. It's called servidores, which means servers. And when you need something done, you don't say, this is what you're going to do. If you do that, you're not going to last long. You go find one of the servers. Servidores. Most of them are women. And a lot of times, if you talk to the women and say, this is what we need done, and you, and maybe they'll share their vision, we work together, that gets done. And it's always, you know, how to build the parish, how to improve, how to build up the parish. And I'll talk a little bit more on the other side of the break. And so when you have this attitude of my way or the highway, that doesn't work, and it really is not a proper way to understand it. To realize, and I try to teach this all the time to the women have a leadership role in the church, and it needs to be taught more in the church. So keep that in mind. We'll be back on the other side of the break. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. Check out our Substack newsletter. You can do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we're talking about this very stark tweet that I was going to read, but I feel it's really too stark. And one of the reasons, again, is because there's nothing pastoral about it. There's nothing theological about it. The basic message is women should not be ordained because they don't agree with the church's teaching on sexual ethics, put it that way. But it's very stark. And again, that's not how you teach. That's not how you help people to understand the church. And that's not the correct reason why the church does not ordain women. Number one, it doesn't have the authority, according to Pope John Paul II. And secondly, I personally believe that, and this is something a lot of people do not understand in the English-speaking world, they do understand in the Latino world, and I've spoken to women in the Latino world says, we don't want to be ordained. And the reason is, if a woman is ordained, understanding her role in the church, if a woman is instead ordained, it's not a step up, it's a step down, because the women play a very powerful role in the church. Well, let me give you an example of how I explain this a lot. You're watching the news at night. So you have the anchor, and if the national news, the anchor is the executive producer. So you're watching the anchor on the news, I'm talking the networks. Who is in charge of that broadcast? Is it the anchor or is it the producer in the control room? And if you look very carefully, you will see it's the producer in the control room, because she is, or he or she, is in charge of that broadcast. And that's very similar to the role of the women in the church. It is that role. that really describes this is what our church needs, this is what we need to put together. And any concept that says to someone, you don't belong here, well, you know what? Then when someone says something like that on Twitter, I don't care if they are a Catholic apologist, as I'm talking about here, or they're a bishop or a priest, I don't care if it's the Pope, then it makes it difficult for all of us in the field to teach the faith properly, because what you've done is what I said, you've put people on the defensive, and now we have to break down the walls to get through the defensive. It doesn't belong there, and it really should not be said. So in light of that, when you understand what our role is, and this is why the church, the saints always taught to teach with charity and pastorally, because when you do that, it's a form of communication. You're communicating in a way that people can understand and hear you. If you speak in a way that TV loves, where you're being nasty, you're yelling at people, you're demanding people follow the strict truth, without teaching what they're called to do, they go on the defensive and then walls go up. It's an interesting thing I learned when I took my broadcast license many years ago, which, by the way, they don't have that test anymore, but that broadcast license, the first question that they want you to understand is a rule of communication. It doesn't matter what you say, it matters what people hear. So if you say Jesus loves you, but you say it in a way that puts them on the defensive, they're not going to hear any of it. And this is one of the problems with putting people on the defensive. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow in light of customer service. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you at 3:00 in the afternoon tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation through the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10:00 and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.